really curious about the people who have criticized this thing is that as yet, neither I nor my team of very eminent biblical scholars, some of the most eminent in the field, have yet released any analysis of the books. We haven't yet released any of the meta reports. We've had four analyses performed, which have said that the codices are consistent with a first century date. But we haven't yet announced that because these things belong to Jordan, and it's up to the Kingdom of Jordan to decide when they want to actually publish that analysis. Obviously, we've undertaken that ourselves in order to bring it to their attention. But, you know, we're dealing here with another country's artifacts. We just can't walk in and take over. That wouldn't be right. And it, frankly, at the beginning of the day, it would just be sheer bad manners. And I simply don't want to go down that pathway. But second to that, as a part of this project, I was sent some photographs by the Israeli Bedouin at the beginning of last year. Now, it showed bronze or copper codices, and I'd never seen any of those. The only ones in the collection that I've had my hands on are actually lead. So seeing what looked like a Greek inscription on one of them, I went to an Oxford academic whom I was told I could rely on and who would keep the matter confidential, and I gave him a very tiny photograph of one of these copper codexes and asked him to actually see if he could make any sense of the inscription. He came back to me after having swapped a couple of emails, which he agreed to keep in confidence. And he said, actually, he couldn't make head or tail of the inscription. To his mind, he would bet his career that it was a forgery. And we thought, oh, that's very interesting, because, of course, it's a well-known thing with Bedouin that when they discover a cache of either documents or artifacts, they will generally fill it out further with their own forgeries in order to, obviously, make more money from it in the long run. So we kind of dismissed the things there and then because we hadn't seen them, we hadn't tested them, and the only way we could actually assess them was through this inscription. So you can imagine my astonishment when a few weeks ago, this same academic who had agreed to keep the matter in confidence, who had agreed to work with the team, who had agreed that it would stay private, actually went to all and sundry and said that not only are the copper codexes fakes, but the entire hoard are just a collection of forgeries. Now, on the basis of one tiny, a rather small photograph of low resolution, he has decided to dismiss the entire thing. That would be like going into Tutankhamun's tomb and saying that one of the statues is a fake and therefore saying that the entire find is completely forged. It simply doesn't make sense. His assessment goes against the overall scientific assessment of the books that we've had performed so far, which has been both chemical, spectrographic, crystallographic, and corrosion. And every single one of those tests so far has said that the lead is consistent with a first century date. Therefore, when you look at the surface of these documents and you see that the letters themselves have been molded, they've been not engraved on the surface, but they've actually been molded with the lead, and that the lettering too is corroded and very, very worn and old, you'll see that therefore these things are on the whole very, very consistent with that same first century dating. And so far, none of the academics who have criticized the find have answered that question. If they are forgeries, how did the Bedouin actually achieve the corrosion of lead on a basis that makes it consistent, not only with a 2,000-year-old date, but apparently, according to a lot of the world scientists, it's very, very difficult and extremely expensive to corrode lead falsely. And furthermore, we have here a language, Hasmonean Hebrew, of which only three or four experts in the world speak. Therefore, when we look at the symbolism, the iconography, the language, the state of the metal, you put all of that together, what you've got here is a real genius, somebody who is such a master of their art that, in fact, if we could find him and we can show that these things are forgeries, then fine. I think he should be given a doctorate and a professorship at one of the world's top universities, because it means that this man is a scholar on a par with the very best in our team, if not better. Because the problem is with these things is that in order to forge them, you would have to have all the latest up-to-date information. And I think that that is simply impossible.
All right. Now, is it true that there are some Greek phrases that are embossed in these codices?
There are no Greek phrases at all on the lead codices. That we have so far discovered only one language, Hasmonean Hebrew, and there are signs of no other language at all.
Well, because one of the critiques that I read said specifically that there is the Greek that appears at the top of, and I'm reading from a website here, I guess it's Peter Thuneman. Am I pronouncing that right?
Thuneman? That's the chap that we took the initial photograph to, who I've just described, at Oxford University. He is the man who has actually made this rather bizarre claim that the entire find is a hoax on the basis of a photograph I was sent last year by the Bedouin of a book with a Greek inscription on it, which I have never physically had contact with.
Okay.
And Dr. Toneman knows that. So I'm afraid to say that we have more analysis to perform, of course, and we have to be very cautious, naturally. But the only reason that we announced the discovery of the Jordan codices in the first place is because all of the analysis that has so far been undertaken has shown these things to be consistent with the first century date. You know, in terms of the copper tablet that Dr. Toneman looked at, it may well be a forgery. The next question we have to ask is, first of all, let's get hold of it, let's do some testing, and let's see when it was forged, because it does beg the question, is it a medieval forgery? And we know an awful lot of things were forged in the medieval period. Or was it something that was created in modern times? Unfortunately, I can't answer that question because I haven't seen the thing with my own eyes.
Okay.
I suspect that when I do, the differences will be very, very telling indeed.